three. One, two, three, four.
It's 8 p.m. on a Sunday night, and there are 10 guys in a windowless room in Regenstein Hall. They are rehearsing Steely Dan's Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
PMA stands for Phi Mu Alpha, and it is a music fraternity that has existed on Northwestern's campus for just over 115 years now.
That was McCormick Sr. Connor Zamborski. He's been president for 2 years.
PMA offers people who are interested in music a space to explore that interest and to meet other people who share that interest.
If you've seen the signs posted around campus, then you would know. Northwestern's music fraternity is, quote, still here. Its 6 members and 4 probationary members continue to meet and rehearse nearly every week with the hopes of growing the chapter again. In 2024, PMA lost its house. This, combined with the loss of some university support, caused many of the fraternity's recent struggles. In 2 years, only 2 new members rushed. The Dark Years, as Zamborski jokingly called them.
We used to have this very central hub of our community, and then we lost that. Last year was a huge learning experience for us, and we still haven't completely cracked the code, and I don't know that there ever is a perfect solution, but we have certainly made some huge strides in the last year and a half.
They now hold more events, a lot of them off campus, where they watch sports, hang out, and of course, play music. Moving forward, Zamborski hopes that the youth movement will lead the group in new directions. Dan Gandor graduated from Northwestern in 2001. When he was a student, he was a member of PMA. He played the trumpet, piano, and drums.
We used to do this thing called Club Alpha, which is where we turned the basement into a dance club. And so I got to DJ that.
I asked Gandor, who works in marketing, what he would do if presented with PMA's current size and demographics. He wondered why more people from the marching band, a huge source of membership in the past, have not joined. He also said it is important to know your audience.
If the core customer of Phi Mu Alpha now is more the musicians looking for professional development, well, then you got to beef that up. If it's more the, I'll say, casual musicians wanting to have people to hang out with and have fun, cater to that.
Henry Dong is a McCormick freshman. He plays the trombone and trumpet and joined PMA this winter. I asked him where he sees the group in 4 years when he's a senior.
We're going to be a big group. We're going to get our house back and we're just going to grow to a bigger population where we all like each other and have fun.
But in spite of all the change, their traditions live on. The Phi Mu Alpha Chorale continues to be sung at every recital. This recording is from December 2019. And at Gandor's home, even long after his graduation.
Sing it, and I remember, when I had my baby girl, that was like my goodnight lullaby to her was singing that, and Go You Northwestern was what I used to sing to her. So those songs are part of her core memories.
And a part of his as well. Rachel Spears, WNUR News.